October 7, 1929. How the divine fiat is inseparable from its works. The terrible moment of the fall of Adam. I was feeling all immersed in the divine fiat. Its light surrounded me everywhere, inside and out. And my sweet Jesus, making himself seen, clasped me in his arms, and drawing close to my mouth, sent his breath from his mouth into mine, but so strongly, that I could not contain it. Oh! How gentle, sweet, fortifying, was the breath of Jesus! I felt reborn to new life. And my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, everything that comes out of our creative hands contains continuous preservation and creation. If our creating and preserving act withdrew from the heavens, from the sun and from all the rest of creation, all would lose life, because, since creation is the nothing, they need the work of the all in order to be preserved. This is why our works are inseparable from us. And what is not subject to separating, is loved always, is kept always under one's eyes, and the work and the one who created it form one single thing. Our fiat, which pronounced itself in the act of creating all things, remained in the act of always speaking itself, to constitute itself act and perennial life of all creation. Our operating is not like that of man, who does not place his breath, his heartbeat, his life, his warmth in his work. Therefore his work is separable from him, nor does he love it with invincible and perfect love, because when something is separable, one can arrive at even forgetting about his work. On the other hand, in our works, it is life that we place, which is loved so much, that in order to preserve it, we make our life always run within our work. And if we see any danger, as it happened with man, we lay down our life in order to save the life that has run within our work. Now, my daughter, your living in my divine fiat began with our asking for your will, which you most willingly gave me. And when I saw you give me your will, I felt victorious, and breathing into you, I wanted to pronounce my omnipotent fiat in the depth of your soul, to renew the act of creation. This fiat I repeat always, in order to give you continuous life from it. And as it is repeated, it preserves you and maintains its life in you. This is why you often feel me breathe into you, renewing your soul. And the inseparability I feel is my divine will that makes me love, with perennial love, what we have deposited in you. Every time my fiat is repeated, each of its truths that it manifests to you, each of its knowledges or words that it speaks to you, is the love that arises in us, to love you more and to make itself loved. It is our creating and preserving fiat that, loving its life and what it has done in you, keeps pronouncing itself in order to preserve its life and the beauty of its work. Therefore, be attentive to receive continuously the word of my fiat, for it is bearer of creation, of life and of preservation. After this, I was doing my round, to follow the acts of the divine fiat in the creation. And as I arrived at Eden, I paused in the act when man rejected the divine will to do his own. Oh! How well I comprehended the great evil of doing the human will. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, terrible indeed was the moment of the fall of Adam. As he rejected our divine will to do his own, our fiat was an act of withdrawing from the heavens, from the sun and from all creation to reduce it to nothing, because the one who had rejected our divine will no longer deserved that our fiat maintain the continuous act of creation and preservation in all creation, made for love of man and given to him as gift from his Creator. If it wasn't that the Eternal Word offered his foreseen merits of the future Redeemer, as he offered them to preserve the Immaculate Virgin from original sin, everything would have gone to ruin, the heavens, the sun, would have withdrawn into our source. And as our divine will withdraws, all created things would lose life. But the Word Humanity presented himself before the Divinity, and making present all of his foreseen merits, all things remained in their place, and my fiat continued his creating and preserving work, waiting for my humanity in order to give it as legitimate gift, which I deserved. So much so, that the solemn promise was given to man, after his fall, that the future Redeemer would descend to save him, so that he would pray and dispose himself to receive him. Our will did everything and, with justice, had right over everything. By doing his will, man took its divine rights away from it, therefore he no longer deserved that the sun give him light. And as the light invested him, our will would feel the rights of its light being torn away. For each created thing that he would take and enjoy, it was tearings that he made to it. If it wasn't for my humanity, everything was lost for man. Therefore, not doing my divine will encloses all evils and is to lose all rights, of heaven and of the earth. While doing it encloses all goods and acquires all rights, human and divine.